Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's good. But for a moment, you felt rich.
Oh, yeah, man.
You felt rich. All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a minute. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. A little bit more from Raheem Morris as we continue to get ready for the Falcons and the Panthers on Sunday. Smoke with Joe Patrick, his weekly appearance at 1:20, and then an AMA an hour from right
now. Thinking about that makes you think about in college, the raggedness of cars. And I think about all me and my boys and the cars that we used to drive, like, and the nicknames that we used to all have. Like, we had the Stankin' Lankin'. That was Big George's car. He had this big blue Lankin' that the roofing would hang down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to put the thumbtacks up. I brought my boy LeBron Mitchell had the Nova, which had no shocks. Mm. So we just didn't feel every bump.
Yeah, it'd be bouncing around.
I had the Z that sounded like you had some duels on it. When you cranked it up, it was just a raggedy mower. My boy Big Stroud had the Brome. Now, I know Marcus was, Stroud 6'6", 295. Well, being that the Brome was a Toyota Camry, Andy, that was so smart, it's about digging this table, that it had a screwdriver. So we go, hey, Big Stroud, let me use your car, because it was called Big Baby. Let me use your car, and he would give you a screwdriver. And you have to jimmy and crank it up. Yeah, well, yeah. I think about it, right.
That's great.
Yeah, everybody had a ragged ass car in college. The Brome.
And my truck was number 9.
Yeah,
because it had a number 9 on it.
Uh-huh.
Because I bought it from a landscape company because it was a part of their fleet, and it wouldn't work for them anymore because it couldn't pull trailers. But it still had the 9 on it.
And so
it was number 9.
And how did you get around in it? Like, it worked?
It worked as long as I wasn't pulling a trailer or driving on the freeway.
Hey, like, Corey had the Tanny Fanny. It was a two-door, one of those small Honda pickups. Two doors. Stick shift.
Oh, man.
Stick shift.
But if you had a pickup in college, you were the most popular friend,
dude.
Because you had to help everybody move.
You were
the moving company.
No, we just put beer and ice in the back of it.
Oh, yeah. Also fun.
It's out front of the dorm, the Mac back then. But, I think about all them raggedy cars that we had back in the day. Mm-hmm. Except for when we had a baseball player, and he had a nice little Honda Accord, the new ones and everything. But, yeah, don't park near his stuff. But the days. And then we all came back, and everybody who had them raggedy cars was blessed enough to have the nice new cars.
Yeah, well, now no one has that. Now all the guys that play have Lamborghinis.
Yes, and Chargers.
Chargers and
yes.
Stuff. So yeah. How do they reminisce?
I don't, you know they what they don't. Mean? They don't, dude. Last time I went to the Butts, and I went and like had to park over there where the player lot was. I was like, damn, look at this.
This looks like an NFL facility.
This looks like a damn Chevrolet dealership.
Yeah.
Sprinkled in with some, because they either buy the Lamborghinis for, like, it wasn't a lot of Benzes. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Mercedes. I think they're the classes of them all. But yeah, it's like, okay, you got Charger, Challenger, Black, the fast truck, that one.
Yeah, that one.
With the Hemi and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's
Charger?
It's the truck.
Raptor?
No, it's a truck. The SUV one.
I don't know.
The Durango one.
Okay.
Yeah, the Durango one. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it's like, damn.
Yep. Different day.
Different day.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Every day at this time, Bo Johnson with the back page. Hello, Bo.
So we had a nice little victory last night. The Devils did, by the way. So we're 3-0 on the rec season. Middle school season has closed out. More information on the playoffs here in a minute. But we did something last night that I had never seen before. Now, Knox tells me that this has happened. He's seen it. And I just almost don't even believe this. So we allowed – maybe he was just trying to say this to make me feel better. We allowed a – I don't know what you call it – a drop third strike home run.
Oh, no.
So a girl struck out because it goes into the book as a strikeout.
Right.
Ends up circling the bases on the throw to first base.
So catcher drops the pitch.
Catcher even blocked it. Ended up in front of her. Right. She didn't have a clearest path.
Overthrows first base.
And it goes into the corner.
Into the corner.
Right.
Just took so long for the right fielder to get over there and get it back in. The girl circled the bases by the time we could make that happen.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Strike out.
I'm trying
and
to
score
think,
run
I'm
yourself.
Trying to think how you and the coaches were in the dugout like.
Man, oh,
who got you like the right fielder for not backing up the throw, right? Or who
it, yeah, well, so and this is something that we're having one of the issues, not issues, one of the things we're trying to coach and teach our outfielders to do at this age. You have to move towards the ball no matter where it's hit,
right?
Or thrown, you have to anticipate where it's going. You always have a job, you got to move towards it in the event that there is a. So yeah, it was a backup type problem, you know, and it's also a throw from the home plate to first base, throwing and catching. Gets basics. We practice it every day, and we have random games where we just can't throw and catch. Happens. Y'all have probably seen it.
The game that I came to, Olivia would have been out of the first inning without allowing a run, but there were so many drop third strikes
and catching that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those plays, man. At this age group, and this is the age group where drop third is just being introduced. But this one was right there in front of her. The throw would have been on time, tipped off the first baseman's glove, goes into the freaking corner.
It just hangs out there.
Oh, goodness, man.
Brutal.
Hey, Mom, I struck out tonight and scored a run in the same play.
Do you get to claim a home run?
I'm sure whoever's scoring their game changer, if that's what they use, probably entered it as a home run, but you should not.
But like if you're a little kid,
and
right, and later on in life you're telling the story. Did you ever hit a home run as in Little League?
I would say in the park home run.
Do you get to say home run? Okay.
They will probably say I got a home run off of a drop third strike.
No,
which is,
they would not. That does not sound good.
No, it doesn't.
I got an in the park home run. That does not sound good. I got a third strike home run.
Oh, then where'd you hit it? Like an in-the-park home run has to be a batted ball.
We are all on the same page. You asked me what I would say.
You ever hit a home run in Little League? I did.
I did. Yeah, you asked me what I would really say.
I guess hit would be a lie. Did you ever have a home run in Little League?
Yeah, asked me what I would say.
I had a home run. I circled the bases once.
Well, this is always like in golf. Out. People always have the, if I hit a hole-in-one like this, does it count as a hole-in-one? And I'm always pretty much like, yeah, if you hit a hole-in-one, it's a hole-in-one.
Yeah.
But
what are you talking about?
So it's like, say you hit your first ball in the water on a par three,
and
there's water, and then you re-tee and you hit your second shot and it goes in. Did you hit a hole in one?
Yeah.
Now on the scorecard it says three.
I know.
Okay. But you hit a hole in one.
I would say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're playing,
I don't know if I could claim that as a
if you're playing a par three
maybe,
course.
That's not maybe a hole in one you have to buy drinks on.
Okay. All right, maybe that point. But if you're on a par three, and I'm talking about not a par three course, a regular par three.
Yeah.
And you hit your ball in the water, and you get the retee again,
yeah.
And it goes in. You're not, first of all, would you celebrate like it's a hole-in-one?
I would be very happy.
It's a nice shot. Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
I would be very happy.
Would you celebrate like it was a first shot hole-in-one? Man, I'd be over
there. I'd
be damn near naked on that course. we would hold up two groups.
But again, it wouldn't even say one on the scorecard. It would say three.
That's why I don't keep score.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So tomorrow night, Lilburn Lions Park, 6:00, middle school junior Lady Blue Devils versus Lakeside in a double elimination playoff tournament. So game one is tomorrow night at 6:00. Game two and three will be Saturday at some point, depending on how tomorrow night goes. But if you want to come out and Juice Johnson will be in the circle for the entirety of the game tomorrow night. So hopefully she brings home the victory. So y'all are listening to, or y'all didn't listen to it because, you know, that's kind of, y'all were talking about the tray and the smack talking and whatnot. So elsewhere in the smack talking calling out world, Master P is calling out Shaq Diesel.
What?
Kind of.
Oh, no. Like we got on the phone and we was talking about Sacramento playing University of New Orleans because his son played for the University of Sacramento. But if y'all want to see that, y'all need to call the NCAA and say, look, man, at least let us scrimmage each other this year. I think that'll be big for the culture. In New Orleans, Shaq and Master P at the University of New Orleans and University of Sacramento, that would be crazy.
It has been spoken into existence. University of Sacramento will travel all the way to the University of New Orleans and play each other on October 18th at the Lakefront Arena in New Orleans.
Whose son
plays? The Southwest Shootout.
So Master P's son must play for New Orleans.
Master P is actually like the head of basketball at the University of New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Shaq's son plays for Sacramento.
Oh, which one? Not Sharif. Because I thought
he has to be out of college by now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So he's the younger one.
Oh, it's the younger one. Okay. There's a lot of talk about Sacramento State. For whatever reason. I think Mike Bibby's is the head coach.
Yeah.
There's
a bunch of money being poured into their athletic department.
There's a bunch of money being poured there. All right.
Do you think that's going to be really big for the culture?
I don't know.
It might be.
It might be.
You never know.
All right, man. For the culture.
I know. All right. That's not for me to decide, but that's often the...
I understand that. I understand what he
used.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying.
Do it for the culture.
Do it for the culture.
Okay.
All right.
So speaking of beef, on to a story of quite literal beef. Have y'all seen this drama going on with Taylor Townsend?
I don't even know who that is.
Tennis player who is over in China competing in the Billie Jean.
Told us about this.
Yeah. I mean, you talked about it.
So over in China competing in the I think the final rounds of the Billie Jean King Cup. So I guess food is provided for them at the arena where they're playing tennis. They're in China.
Okay.
Right? So she sees the buffet, and she's kind of taken aback for it, which is not – that's a pretty normal thing for people to not really know what you're looking at.
Right.
When you go to a buffet and you see bullfrogs, turtles, chicken hearts, gizzards, and a sliced lung. So she went on to IG, and she was like, these people are literally killing frogs, bullfrogs, you know, the hearts, gizzards, big-ass sliced lung. This is crazy. I've never seen one of these up close, especially not to eat.
Yes.
I give the place 2 out of 10.
Well, okay.
IG post.
Here's the thing. She shouldn't have posted that.
Yeah, probably.
Probably shouldn't have posted it, but everybody's feeling her. I'm not going – if I see some damn frog – like, I love, hey, don't get it wrong. Bo, you with me on this one. I love some goddamn gizzards now. Right?
Bo?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, you agree with me, right? I love
it. What is a gizzard?
I love some chicken gizzards. That's some fried chicken gizzards.
What part of that is it?
The gizzard of the chicken, Andy.
I know, but you know what I mean.
I think it's like the intestine.
Is it? Okay. I'm just asking.
I love chicken gizzards just like I love me some chitlins.
Well, but, I know what those are.
But I'm saying, I'm going to a buffet and there's toads and frogs.
You're going to feel the same way, right?
We'll feel the same way.
Now, why do you say she shouldn't have posted the post? Just because she was at the arena eating off their buffet?
Yeah, that's the only reason.
She issued an apology is what my point
is. And that's the thing about it.
Why are we at a point where you have to issue an apology?
Apology, exactly.
For making fun of some of the food. Like, this is not
sitting there. It's a damn frog. I don't even call them toads. I call them turtles, all frogs.
You know.
And some turtles. Was the shell on them?
It's turtle soup, so they're probably floating in there.
Hell no. Hell no.
Because she could tell it was a turtle.
Hell
like, you can't just tell
no.
juice.
Or maybe there was a little sign that said turtle.
Hell no.
Yeah.
And I understand there's delicacies in different countries. I understand that. All right? My wife's in the Philippines.
Right.
They have different delicacies. And when I go over there, I'm like, nah, I'm cool.
Right.
Yeah.
But you
I'm cool.
But like, it's normal there.
Yes, but so it's normal there.
To post a picture of it and be like 2 out of 10, you can see how someone might not.
Yeah.
A gizzard is a muscular pouch-like organ in the chicken's digestive system.
All I know is that them gizzards
It grinds the food up
because
they don't have teeth.
You don't have fried gizzards, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
All I know is this.
Tastes like chicken.
I don't think it is.
My sister-in-law's husband's from Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Right across 20, like right before Anniston or something. And there's a gas station right there, right over there. They had the fried gizzards. And like they come, I'm like, if y'all come, because they go over there and see his family, they come back to our house. Make sure y'all get me some gizzards. Because that's the only time I eat gizzards. It's a truck.
They have to be from a gas station.
From a gas station
in
Alabama. Okay. Right there past 20. Best chicken gizzards ever. You never had no gizzards?
I don't think so.
No, as country as your wife is, you never had no gizzards?
They're more squirrel people. You know, they're the mountain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Country, you know?
Now, if someone came and played tennis here and we were serving squirrel and they thought that it was weird that we were serving squirrel and decided to make a video about it, I don't
you
think
would
I would
demand that they apologize.
Take that down immediately!
Yeah. Well, you know what? You probably wouldn't because you're probably not soft. But you know what? Not everybody's the same. I'll eat some gizzards. Bring them back from the gas station
Dude,
in Alabama.
Them gizzards be hit. Let me take them.
I'll try them. I'll try anything once. Not anything, but I'll try that. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.